episode 2838, A Checkup from the Neck Up.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous week. It is Mindset Monday, and I want you to think about who you are becoming. Every day you are changing. But one thing we have to always remember is the difference between the mind and the heart. We've got to make that connection. So it's time for a checkup from the neck up. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. There's no time like the present for a checkup from the neck up. Don't let what limits you most get between you and your greatness. Encourage your mind to make the time. The steadfast journey is long, but worthwhile. Living life to its fullest requires you to play on the same team. If you want to walk, your legs have to move in the same direction to get you to walk. Have you ever tried to have one leg go one way and one leg go the other? You end up doing what? The splits. And you can really, really hurt yourself if you're not stretched out. If you want to eat, right, your jaw requires up and down motion to chew the food so it can nourish you. You can't just sit there and put the food in your mouth. Now, yes, if it melts, okay, great. But if it doesn't, how is it going to get into your body? It doesn't just absorb automatically. The digestive system starts when you chew, right? So it's so important. If you want to write a book, you have to put words together to make sentences that carry a thought all the way through. If you want to sleep, what do you have to do? Well, you need to close your eyes to fall asleep. Have you ever tried to fall asleep with your eyes awake? Number one, you look really crazy. And number two, it just isn't possible. Okay, I won't say nothing is impossible, but for the most part, yeah, that's impossible. The results you search for require a team of actions that may or may not include others to accomplish the goal, right? So you can be on a team, but that team may not require other people, or it may have other people. You have to understand this though. When push comes to shove, you still must stay on your toes to keep moving forward. To keep that train going, to keep the momentum going, you have got to keep going yourself. Time doesn't stand still, and neither do goals wait. If you desire to be great, you want to play as a team. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Play as a team. T-E-A-M. Whether your team includes you or your dream, or many players with a defined goal, playing as a team helps to eliminate the mess and the stress. No more gaps between your time and mind. That checkup from the neck up starts when you play as a team. So, are you ready? Come on, let's do it. Let's play as a team. Number one, T, transcend. Transcend stands for this: go or be beyond limits or range of, surpass, excel. Don't hold yourself back. Get out of your own way. It's time to transcend. See the possibilities and go make it happen. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, you know what? If I just wait around, well, wait till the kids get a little bit older. Wait till I have a little more experience. I get all these other certifications. Or maybe I really have 4 or 5 chapters before I'm ready to talk to an editor or talk to a publisher or somebody, a literary agent who can help me with my book. Transcend. Go or be beyond limits. So many times we, as the person you see in the mirror, is the limitation. You got to bury those excuses and transcend. Number two, E, edify. Build or construct, encourage, improve, or teach, especially intellectually, morally, or spiritually. Benefit, favor, persuade, convince. All very strong words, right? When it comes to playing as a team, when it comes to that gap between time and mind, you have to build and construct. Keep the building process going as it moves you forward. Change your thoughts, change your mind. Encouragement goes a long way, right? It's one of those things where you can sit there and say, oh yeah, I got this, no big deal. It is a big deal. Consistently encourage yourself. Improve what you're doing. Learn more. Don't think about persuading others. Lean into what God has designed specifically for you. Have you looked in the mirror? Edify. Build yourself up. Do what you need to do to work on who you are becoming. Number 3A, abide. To bear patiently, to tolerate, to endure, to sustain, to submit to, or to remain or continue in a state. Abide. Life is going to get rough and tough, more than it will be easy. You are going to have to endure, and that endurance will come from the strength of your failures, not your successes. So abide. Be patient and sustain what God is doing in and through you. It's easy to want to run and hide. I get it. But that's not what you're called to do. Abide. Sometimes you're going to have to tolerate. Huh, really? Yes, really. You may have to be patient more with yourself. Tolerate the season that you're in. Understand the reason more. Endure when you don't feel like you can give anymore. Right? Sustain. Keep moving forward. It's that consistency. Transcend, edify, abide. And finally, number 4M, master. To overcome the difficulty successfully, to become master, expert, or highly skilled. That's what master is. Think of this as becoming the master of your trade, fulfilling your destiny using the gifts and talents God gave you. But that means to be highly skilled, you have to work at it. Nothing happens by chance. It's a choice. Master today to impact tomorrow. Play as a team. So my question for you is, are you? What does that gap look like between your head and your heart? Where is it with time and mind? Are you filling your life up more with excuses than actions? How is your mind? Are you working against your thoughts, or are your thoughts serving you? And remember, as you go through the emotions, don't make assumptions. You have a choice. Choose wisely. And then, of course, always make room to celebrate your ups and downs. Because what goes down eventually has got to come back up. And same with the other. What comes up eventually has to come back down. Life is an adventure. It's that roller coaster. So have fun in the midst of it all. I like to say around here, it's a party every day. And yeah, it is. Have you ever been to a party? Do you think a party is always fun? It's not. You go there and it's kind of like, oh yeah, hi, nice to meet you. Come on, let's go back to middle school and high school dances. And you get there and everybody's like kind of slow to move and groove. And 30 to 45 minutes in, you're like, is anything going to happen? And then all of a sudden, you get like 20 kids that are like, we're all in. We're going to go do this. They hit the dance floor. Everybody's screaming and yelling, having fun, giggling and laughing. Right? So you go from the down to the up. And then what happens? Oh, it's been too long. So you bring it back down. Gets a little quiet. And you're kind of standing around. You're like, oh man, this is getting boring. The next thing you know, another set of kids come in and wow, it's a blast. Life is an adventure. Just like a high school dance, a middle school dance. Have fun in the midst of it all. Enjoy the roller coaster. See it differently. Don't let time be another excuse to keep you from being who you are becoming. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.